Today's Amud is Tainis Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, four lines from the top by the two dots, Elohim Mamadis. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that Elohim Mamadis, we said that these are the Mamadis, and then the Mishnah went on to explain the reason why they were Misakin Mamadis. And the Mishnah said, Lefishan Emer Tzavas Bnei Yisrael, it said that a person has to daven by his carbon, and by the carbon tamid, how's everyone going to daven? It's being brought for all of Klal Yisrael. How's everyone going to daven for it? So therefore, there were Misakin 24 Mishmaris of Yisraelin that would stand and daven by the carbon. They would take turns. So ask the Gemara, my Kamar, the Mishnah is very difficult to read. It's just a very choppy read. It says, Elohim Mamadis, and then it goes on to tell me the reason that they were misakin mamadis. So says the Gemara Hachikamar, that Enachanami, this is what the Mishnah really means to say. The Mishnah is really asking two kashas. The Mishnah means to say like this, that Elohim Mamadis, first of all, these are the Mamadis, which is really addressing a question of what are the Mamadis. And then the Mishnah is addressing a second question, Umatam Tiknu Mamadis, and also what's the reason that they were misakin the Mamadis. So first of all, what exactly were they misakin? What is this? And how did the whole thing start? What's the reason for this takana? Then the Mishnah goes on to address the second idea, that matam tiknu mamadis, and the Mishnah says, Lefishan emer tzaves b'nei sova marta lemes karbon ilach mi li'ishai, and it says, Tishmeru, it says you're supposed to guard the carbon, you're supposed to daven by the carbon, v'heich karbonah shel adam karev hu inu ayimin el gabov, and then the question is, so then how could everyone's carbon be brought when they're not standing by it? The carbon tamid is being brought for all of Klal Yisrael, how could the carbon be brought when not everyone's there? So therefore, iskin in the via marishayin, the concept of the Mamadis. Now, what is the Mamadis? So they were misakin that there's Esen v'Arba Mishmaris, that there's 24 Mishmaris of Yisraelim, 24 groups of Yisraelim, and I'll call Mishmar u Mishmar Hayamayim in Yerushalayim Shal Kehanim v'Shal Avim v'Shal Yisraelim. And then it really came out that besides the Yisraelim that were part of the Maimed, there were also Maimadis of Kehanim. I mean, there are also Mishmaris of Kehanim, also Mishmaris of Levim, that they would go and they would serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And in Kiyazman Mishmar La'alois Kehanim v'Levim, and really Yisraelim also were Eilin Yerushalayim. And then once it was time for a specific Mishmar for their turn, so then that Mishmar would go up to Yerushalayim, the Mishmar of Kehanim, the Mishmar of Levim, and the Mishmar of Yisraelim. More on the Mishmarais, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in Abraisa, that Esrim v'Arba Mishmarais, the grads in the word Levim over here, that there's 24 Mishmarais of Levim be'Eretz Yisrael, u'shteim esrei bi'Yerichai. And there's 12 additional 12 Mishmarais in Yerichai, which is a total of 36. So ask the Gemara, shteim esrei bi'Yerichai, there's another 12 Mishmarais in Yerichai, nefishan l'hutuva. So then it's going to be too many. That's going to be 36. We know that there's only 24 Mishmaris. So how could there be an additional 12 in Yerichai? So as the Gemara Ella, what the Braisa means to say is like this, that there's 24 Mishmaris of Levim, and Shteim Esrei Mehen be Yerichai, and at all times, so there was 12 of them in Yerichai. Of the 24, 12 of them were in Yerichai. And the Gemara explains that Hegiyas Mana Mishmar La'alois, once it was time for the Mishmar to go up to Yerushalayim, so Chatzi HaMishmar HaYa'ila Me'eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, half the Mishmar would go from wherever they lived, and they would go from whichever city in Eretz Yisrael, and they would go up to Yerushalayim. V'chatzi HaMishmar HaYa'ila LiYerichai is the Girsa of Rashi, and the other half of the Mishmar would go to Yerichai, which is right next to Yerushalayim, Kadeshi Yisapku Maimu Mazon Lachem Shib Yerushalayim, so that they would be able to provide food and drinks for their brothers that were in Yerushalayim. So the 24 Mishmaris, each Mishmar lived in whatever city it was throughout Eretz Yisrael. Once it was the Mishmar's turn to go up to Yerushalayim, so half the Mishmar would go to Yerushalayim, and half the Mishmar would go to Yerichai to provide food and drinks for everyone that lived in Yerushalayim, because Yerichai was right next to Yerushalayim. So the way Rashi explains is that it's not that 12 of the 24 Mishmaris lived in Yerichai. It's just that being that always, every single week, half of the Mishmar would go to Yerichai, half the Mishmar would go to Yerushalayim, and half the Mishmar would go to Yerichai, so we consider it like half of the Mishmaris, like 12 of the 24 Mishmaris were from Yerichai, because they were always in Yerichai. Half of every single Mishmar, would go to Yerichai every single week in order to provide food and drinks for their brothers in Yerushalayim. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, again, more on the Mishmaris. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the Kehanim v'Levim Yisraelim ma'akven es ha-karban. So the Kehanim doing the Avaida, the Levim b'Shiram v'Zimram, when they were singing, and the Yisraelim at the B'Shastam, the Maimadis that we spoke about, all those three categories are all ma'akiv the karban. The karban needs to have the Kehanim, we need to have the Levim singing, and it needs to have the Yisraelim standing by the karban. B'Masnisatana, so that's what Shmuel said. However, B'Masnisatana, then that's the Gemara and the Braisa we learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that Tana Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that Kehanim v'Levim uklei shir ma'akven es ha-karban, where some have the gears also of Yisraelim, that what we mean to be asking though is that besides the Kehanim v'Levim Yisraelim, also the klei shir, also the musical instruments that the Levim would use, that was also ma'akiv the karban. So it's a kash on Shmuel. Shmuel didn't mention the klei shir. This Tana seems to say that besides the Kehanim v'Levim Yisraelim, also the klei shir is ma'akiv the karban. So b'maika miflugi, what's the machlekas? It's really totally the machlekas tanayim. Then mar savar ikar shira bepeh. Shmuel holds like the opinions who say that when the Levim sing, the ikar shira is the shira bepeh, is the song that they're actually singing with their mouths, not the instruments. The instruments is not instrumental, pun intended. However, the Tana of the Braisa holds that no, ikar shira is bekli, and the instruments that they were playing from was actually an instrumental part of what they were doing, and the klei shira is also is ma'akiv in the karba. Now, weiter more on the Mishmaris. Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria, my Rav, that Moshe tikein lahem li Yisrael shmeina Mishmaris. That Moshe Rabbeinu says Rav Chama Bar Guria in the name of Rav that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein 8 Mishmaris. That's how many Moshe was misakein. 4 me Elazar ve-4 me Itamar. 4 from the family of Elazar and 4 from the family of Itamar. Ba Shmuel, then came Shmuel Anavi ve-hamidon al sheish esra. And he added more mishmaris. He said, now there's going to be 16 mishmaris. But David amidin al esrim va'arba, and then finally David HaMelech came, and he was maimid them on 24 mishmaris. He was misaking that not just going to be 16, they're going to be 24 mishmaris. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, right after listing the 24 mishmaris, the pasuk says that when was there 24 mishmaris? This was all bishnas ha'arba'im l'malchus David, Nidrashu, Vimatzi, Bem Gibori, Echayel, Biyazir, Gilad. This was all in the 40th year of the reign of David HaMelech, Lamalchus David. So if it was in the 40th year of Malchus David, so it's after Moshe Rabbeinu, it's after Shmuel HaNavi, it was the 40th year of Malchus David, that's when there was 24 Mishmaris, because David HaMelech was the one who was Maimed, who was Masaking, that there are going to be 24 Mishmaris. Now ask the Gemara, Mesrei, ask the Gemara on Rav Chama Bar Guria that we learned in the Braisa that Moshe tikin lahem liYisrael shmeina mishmaris. So that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein 8 mishmaris, 4 from Elazar v'arba me'itamar, 4 from Elazar, 4 from Itamar, but David and Shmuel v'midin al esrim v'arba, and then David and Shmuel together came. Both together, David and Shmuel came, and they were misakein that instead of it being 8, that there's going to be 24 mishmaris. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hema yisa David and Shmuel ha'raya b'munasam. It's also in the context of the mishmaris. It says that David and Shmuel were misakein, and now they're going to be these 24 mishmaris. So you see, it wasn't David that changed it from 16 to 24. It was Shmuel and David together that made it 24. Says the Gemara, no, hachikamar. This is what the Braisa means to say, and the pasuk. What it means to say is that mi yisaydei shal David u Shmuel haramasi hamidim al esrim va'arba. It's not that David and Shmuel together, they sat in a room together and they were misaking 24 mishmaris. In total, from David and Shmuel, we have 24 mishmaris. How is that? So that's what Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav was explaining, because Shmuel made it into 16, and then David added an additional 8. So in total, we had 24, and that was in part thanks to Shmuel HaRamasi and to David HaMelech. But it's not that they were together in establishing it as 24. So it's not a kasha on Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav. However, asked the Gemara, the Tani Yidach, or some have the gear so that it's a Meisei, but we're asked, either way, the Gemara is asking now a kasha from another Braisa. Again, we're asking on Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav, who said that Moshe was misakin, that there's only 8 Mishmaris, and then Shmuel and David finished it off until we got to 24. However, this Braisa says like this, that Moshe tikkun am Yisrael, sheis esrei Mishmaris, that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin 16 Mishmaris, shmeina mei Elazar, ushmeina mei Tamar, that there was 8 from the family of Elazar and 8 from the family of Itamar. Ukasharabu b'nei Elazar b'nei Itamar. And once Elazar's family started becoming larger than Itamar's, so then cholkum v'midam al esrim v'arba. So then Moshe Rabbeinu split the family of Elazar into, instead of it being 8 mishmaris, it was going to be 16. And in total, we had 24, 16 from Elazar and 8 from Itamar. Like there always was 8. The mishmaris of Itamar stayed the same. Elazar became 16. 16 and 8 is 24. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayimatu b'nei Elazar rabim l'rashi agvarim in b'nei Itamar, that b'nei Elazar had more mishmaris. They had more than the b'nei Itamar. V'yichalkum l'b'nei Elazar rashim l'beis avay shisha asar l'b'nei Itamar l'beis avay sam shmeina. And so therefore, he was mechalik them, that Elazar now became 16 mishmaris, and Itamar was only 8 mishmaris. V'aymer, and the pasuk also says that based of echad achuz la Elazar, that an extra family unit was added to Elazar, va'achuz achuz li Itamar, whereas Itamar's unit remained the same. So my va'imer, why the Gemara, just before we just finish off with the question on Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav, the Gemara just asked, why do we need the second pasuk? V'chiteima kihechi de nefisha b'nei Elazar achanamin nefisha b'nei Itamar, because you could have suggested that just like the b'nei Elazar increased, so too the b'nei Itamar increased also, and Shmaina meikara arbahavu, and that it's shmaina and meikara arbahavu, and that it's only now at the end that Itamar had 8 mishmaris, but in the beginning Moshe Rabbeinu was only misaking that Itamar would be 4 mishmaris. So both Elazar and Itamar both doubled. Elazar was 8 and now became 16, and Itamar was 4 and now they became 8. How did the Braisa know to say that no, Itamar remained the same, they were always 8? Tashima beis av echad achuz Elazar v'achuz achuz l'Itamar. So that's why the Tana brings the second pasuk to show that it's only Elazar that changed, that Itamar remained the same, it was achuz achuz l'Itamar, they didn't add any mishmaris to Itamar. But the point is that you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking all the mishmaris. So it's a tiyuf to the Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav, who said that Moshe Rabbeinu was only misaking 8 mishmaris. So it says the Gemara to answer that Amar Lach Rav Chama Bar Guri, that Tanoihi, he'll tell you it's a machlokes Tanoim, like we had the previous Braisa. In the Braisa before this, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was only misaking 8, and that David and Shmuel together were misaking the remaining 16. So Rav Chama Bar Guri could tell you he's going like the other Tana, v'anada amri ki hai Tana, the Amar Shmaina, that I hold like the other Tana, who says that Moshe Rabbeinu was only misakin 8 mishmaris. And then finally, the Gemara says one last aklavataria, one last Gemara about the mishmaris. So Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, that arba mishmaris alu min agayla ve'elu hein. So we know that there were 24 mishmaris bizman bayis rishon, right? Because David HaMelech was misakin 24 mishmaris, that was before bayis rishon. So during the whole tekufa of bayis rishon, there were 24 mishmaris. Says the Braisa, now when it came to Klal Yisrael leaving Bavel, going to Eretz Yisrael for the Binyan Bayis Sheni, so there were only, so we know, we've discussed when we learned Mesachas Megillah, most of the Yidden remained in Galus. They didn't go to Eretz Yisrael Bizman Bayis Sheni. It was only very select few that went to Eretz Yisrael. Most of them had already things that were going for them in Chutz Laaretz. They remained in Chutz Laaretz. It was only certain few that gave up what they had, or they didn't have much, and they went to Eretz Yisrael during this man of the Binyan Bayasheni. So amongst these people that went up to Eretz Yisrael by the Binyan Bayasheni, says the Braisa, is that there was 4 mishmaris. There was 4 mishmaris. Out of the 24 mishmaris,
Only four of the Mishmaris went from the Goyla, they went from Bavel, and they went to Eretz Yisrael, Ve'ilu Hain, and these are the four. It's Yedaya, Charim, Pashchor, Ve'imer. And says the Gemara that when they were Ayla to Eretz Yisrael, so Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinayim, so the Nevi'im amongst them, they got up, V'cholkum V'hamidum Al Esrim V'arba, they only had four Mishmaris, so they changed these four, and they turned them into 24, meaning they divided each and every one of these Mishmaris into six. They divided each family into six different groups, each one Mishmar became six Mishmaris. Ba'olulam Unasnum Bekalpi, they took their names, they wrote them on a piece of cloth, they put them, mix them all together, put them into a bowl. And then Yedaya came and he took a piece of he picked a piece of paper from the lottery and he picked the next six Mishmaris, his own, and also miraculously it was also people from his own family, the next five. Charim then did the same thing. Each one of them, they picked their own family, and then they also picked five more groups of their family to be the next five Mishmaris. And like that, that's how they divided up the 24 Mishmaris. V'chein hitnu nevi'im shebeinayim, they made a tenai, sha'afilu yoyariv, rush Mishmaris, oyla, that even if yoyariv, who was the rush of the Mishmaris in the zman of the Bayis Rishon, even if now he would decide to go up to Eretz Yisrael, lo yidcha yedaya mimkoymai. Yedaya, who is the rush of Mishmaris in the Bayis Sheni, he wouldn't lose his spot. Ela Yedaya Iker v'yoharav tafolai. Rather, Yedaya would still same. He would still stay the Reish of Mishmar. His family, which was six Mishmaris, would now get divided into five. And then Yahyarav would take the last one. He would be tafol to Yedaya. So that was the setup that they made with these four Mishmaris with Zman Bayesheni. And with that, we'll conclude. Bez Hashem, we'll continue from here in the following shir. Oh, you're right.